I can just do the whole podcast in Daisy voice.
How would you do that?
I'm Daisy. I do podcasts and I listen to reggaeton. That's my Daisy voice.
Down taking aims.
Yeah.
So she is not with us today.
Mm-hmm.
So covering for her is Devin Jones.
Again.
You remember him from last time.
Yeah.
Oh, this will be interesting.
Of course. Of course. Don't you just love talking to me? I mean, really.
Whatever helps sleep at night.
Oh.
Jevin right. Dones.
Jevin Dones.
Jevin Dunes. Jevin Dunes and the Reggaetons.
And the Reggaetons. A great band name. I'm going to make a band called the Devin Jones and the Reggaetons, but I won't be lead singer. I'll be playing bass. I'll have somebody else be lead singer, but it's still Devin Jones and the Reggaetons.
But no one likes the bass player.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm playing bass, because I don't have to deal with
people. No one likes you?
No, because I don't have to deal with people.
Because no one likes you.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm, you know what? I'm man enough to admit it.
That's what sets you apart from everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. I'm special.
Sure.
So yeah, no Daisy.
Yeah, I'll be okay.
It's all right.
She'll be here next week.
Yeah.
But no, listening to Drake. Okay.
I really hope she doesn't actually get us Drake tickets.
Oh, I'd be so upset.
I mean, I would go.
I wouldn't.
Really? You wouldn't go if she got you tickets to see Drake? Laugh. Really?
I would take
Why
the tickets.
Why wouldn't you?
I would start to go.
I mean.
And then I'd go do something else.
But I mean, it's free
Drake.
Tickets
it's
to
Drake.
A concert.
To Drake.
But we. To but Drake. That would give us legitimate reason to go take her to a metal concert or a dubstep concert. So, I mean...
Then I would bring with my DS and my headphones, and I'd be playing...
You seem to be playing Animal Crossing.
I don't play Animal Crossing. I play Pokemon.
Why don't you play Animal Crossing?
I never played Animal Crossing as a kid.
It's fun.
When I first came out, I was like, oh, that looks really fun. And my mom was like, no, you're not getting that game. It's for babies. And I was like, oh, okay.
It's not for babies.
So I never played it.
It's, you know, you get a little town, and you got all these little cute animal guys, and they walk around, and you pet them. Sometimes, if you want. And you make them your friends, and you build a house.
Oh, dude, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It's basically like Minecraft. It's basically Minecraft.
But there's no creepers and lawyers.
Yeah, it's like Minecraft on peaceful 24/7. All the time.
Oh,
and you get to catch butterflies with a net sometimes.
So it's also Pokemon.
Yeah. It's like, okay. Minecraft, Pokemon, Sims.
I don't like it.
Not too late. You already got it. You're already in.
Oh, dude, I have to go buy all the games tonight.
Yeah.
Another reason why I never played those games is because they cost money. Oh, yeah. I didn't have money.
Most video games cost money.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean...
$60 per Xbox game.
Yeah, I know.
Sad face, tear.
Because, you know, the video game industry is... They think, now that they have more people, they can charge more money for stuff. Which I guess makes sense, but I mean... It's getting pretty bad. You know, EA was voted, like, for 3 years in a row and probably going to be voted again this year, like, the worst company in the video game industry.
Oh, yeah. If it wasn't for the Humble Bundle, it was so easy.
Well, the only reason they did the Humble Bundle was because they're like, guys, we need to look good now because people are going to stop buying all of our John Madden 20 blah, blah, blah games.
John Madden?
John Madden.
John Madden?
Yeah. We got to be, like, you know... Okay, EA is getting to be pretty bad. Have you heard of Dungeon Keeper?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so Dungeon Keeper is like an old fashioned PC game that you would play. It was one of the very first games that let you be the bad guy, and you were the overlord of this dungeon, and you would build it to like trick these heroes that were coming in to try and get all your treasure.
Were the heroes other players, or were they?
No, the heroes were just NPCs. But you could try and raid other players' dungeons and stuff and online and stuff. But so the whole point was to build a really cool dungeon that like the guys could be. You could like dig holes and pits and build spike walls and all sorts of stuff. That was really cool.
Spooky.
Yeah. And that was really popular, and they made a Dungeon Keeper 2, I think, a while ago. And then they recently brought it back. They brought it back for mobile phones by EA. And now it is a pay-to-wait game.
Pay-to-wait.
Pay-to-wait. So, you get the game, right? You get the game for free. It's free to play.
Yeah.
So, you get the game on your phone. You open it up. You start off, you get a couple little goblin guys, which are like your workers that build the whole thing for you. And you can clear out one block. There's like the giant thing, walls that you need. You start in the little room. You can clear out a block, and that'll take you a day. A day to clear one space. Or you can pay money and have it cleared faster. The whole premise of it is that you pay money to get stuff that would take you like months in order to get a fully functioning dungeon. Like, you open up the game, you click once, and then that's the end of the game. There's no actual gameplay. It's not like a real video game.
It's like most Facebook games.
Yeah, it's like Facebook games, exactly. It's like Farmville and whatever other, what have you, on Facebook games. Yeah. And it's just, why do people play those, Davies? I don't
get it. Because they think it's... No, okay, so the reason that people play it is to be better than someone else.
I know, but I mean... Who are you going to brag to? Yeah, man, I paid $50 for this dungeon. Better than your dungeon that you paid no money for, and it took you 3 months.
Exactly. Like, it's the exact same reason.
I don't understand.
It's like on, like, League.
Yeah.
Those guys that haven't played it for very long, but they have, like, 9 champions.
Yeah.
They're like, dude, I'm obviously the best.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the whole concept of like, pay-to-win games and that sort of thing. I don't really understand them. Like I get being able to pay money for like cosmetic things, like in the new game that came out recently, Loadout, where you can buy tokens that you can use to make your character look cool. That's cool.
Yeah, but
I don't like games where you feel the need to pay money to be able to play the game effectively with other players.
Yeah. Like it's one thing to make you pay for the game itself. Like for example. Call of Duty games.
Yeah, like your standard AAA game.
Yeah. You know, you pay nowadays $60 for the game.
So much.
70 on Xbox
70 One. 70 on Xbox One, yeah.
You know, actually, originally I heard that they were going to cost $100 per game.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How are they... You see, I don't understand how they think that the consumer wants to... I mean, people will.
Because... Do you want to know why?
Why?
Microsoft.
Because Microsoft.
Because it is a big name, and people go, you know, that has to be good.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing with the video game industry now is that a lot of the time what they do to make things seem less impactful, like other games, they set the standards so high, and then they claim that this is, like, the minimum of what you should expect. Like, this is the bare bottom. That way, all the other games, they just look like... terrible because
they look like garbage.
Yeah, they look terrible because like they're not even meeting the lowest of the low criteria, which is actually really, really good high quality gameplay.
It takes a lot of time to do those,
and it's really just driving the market down, which is why you see a lot of games like on Steam and Xbox indie games where they're just.
I love
like,
indie games.
Oh
indie
yeah,
games
they're great. I really love supporting the lower brands and
paying like $2-3 for just a small. Platformer game you know it's most of them have their own unique idea that you wouldn't normally see in a big game, you know, it's not some first person shooter going blasting up some aliens.
Well, the thing that I think that sets indie games apart from like the big AAA games like your Call of Duties and your Battlefields is that with indie games they're able to take risks. Whereas, like, if you look at Call of Duty, it's been the same game over and over and over again. Yeah. All they do is they just change little things. And I know you gamers out there that play Call of Duty, you're going to be like, Devin, that's not true. It's not the same game every time. They change it a little bit.
They added dogs.
They got attack dogs now that we're in, you know, World at War. That like
you can also make them wolves now.
You can make them wolves.
You can make them wolves. Oh, you can pay to make them wolves.
It's pay to win. It's a pay to win game, Call of Duty. Pay to win. But no, Like a lot of companies are just taking the same business models. You come to expect certain things from certain games. Like Battlefield, when you're playing Battlefield, you come to expect giant maps, tanks, helicopters, airplanes, mayhem. That's what you get when you get a Battlefield game. Whereas with Call of Duty, you expect, like, fast-paced, close quarters, just straight gunplay. Maybe the occasional guy with a sniper shooting the quick zooms or whatever. Like, you come to expect those things from certain games. And with indie games, you don't have that. Because with indie games, it's just, you know, whatever you get what you get.
Something that I one of my personal favorites, indie role-playing games. Because, like you were saying, with people setting the bar so high, you get a lot of RPG games that they try to meet one criteria. Like, for example, trying to meet the adventure aspect. Skyrim did a phenomenal job. There was almost too much adventure. It was overwhelming. Oh, yeah. But what they lacked was the combat aspect. So you don't get role-playing games anymore that can that know how to level that out to balance it. So you get these indie games where they're just starting, you know, these brand new companies, and they started with bare minimum, building it from the ground up, keeping everything level.
Well, I feel like a lot of the reason that's there is because with the big AAA games like your Skyrims or your Fallout, those kind of games, they have a fan base, and they're aiming to appease that fan base. So if the if the market wants games that are really big adventurous games but not so combat heavy, then they're going to try and appease that. Whereas with smaller companies, when they're just making games, they're making games directly for the gamers, but they're also making it for their own tastes. If they want, like, if the developer wanted a game with lots of combat mixed in with all their other stuff, then that's what they're gonna
do. And then the people who happen to like that will pay for it. Or even just play it. You know, there's those free-to-play games that the developer makes just because he wants to.
Those are the games that generally get small cult followings and who really enjoy it a lot.
I remember, I heard about it, when Warcraft 3 was big, there was a mod for it. That was, I'm not sure if it was the first or if it was one of the first MOBAs. Was so there were you know, the three lanes, two teams of five, heroes, creeps, and that was Dota, Defense of the Ancients, and then a couple years down the line, now we have Dota 2. Valve took the idea. They spent so much time, so much money on it, made it look beautiful, and it's a free to play game.
Yeah, there's actually quite a bit of those out now. There's two other big name ones I know of. There's League of Legends, which is very similar, just made by Riot Games.
Riot Games.
And they make that, and that's the thing that separates League of Legends and Dota 2 from what I've seen and experienced. Actually, I've been an avid gamer of both. Was that with League of Legends, it's more, it's hard to put into words, but I mean it's more pay centered, I suppose, because with that you can buy Riot points, which cost real in time money, real life money, and then you can take that money and buy other heroes that you can get in the game.
Champions.
Sorry, I don't want to mix up my Dota and my League of Legends, but you can buy champions in that give you a specific edge over other champions, because I mean they do have their free champions that you can play every week.
Once every week, which is cool, because then you get to try out the new the ones that they think
exactly. But cool. if you want, you can just get one really really good hero that you like a lot, pay real money so that you can always have it, and then just play that hero
and then get really really good, really good with it. That's what most people do in that,
which sets it apart from Dota, because with Dota it's more all the heroes are free. So you can choose any hero you want.
Yeah, but then sometimes it gets a little overwhelming.
Oh yeah, that's true. Because it's learning how to play all these different heroes, and there's so many that you have to learn. Whereas with League, I've seen there's usually the consistent heroes that you see pop up in games, like your I kind of want to say not Poppy or Teemo for that matter.
Teemo you see a lot.
It's not that's. Gorchling, it's whatever. whatever. Then the other big game is Smite, which is like a third person Dota.
It sounds interesting. I haven't seen much for it, but
yeah, I played it once, and I played as Zeus. And the whole criteria of the game is that you're playing as gods, instead of specific heroes, and that was really cool. But it's really weird playing like it's like playing a MOBA but third person. So like you're actually on the battlefield as opposed to on top controlling it, which is kind of cool, and it brings into a whole different kind of skill aspect of it. But it's not something that you can just jump into like with I guess you can't really jump into a MOBA right off the bat either, can you?
Yeah. Having prior experience with other games, which, you know, I've never actually played a big game that taught me how to play Dota well, or League. It's just, you know, indie games have those small games.
I mean, I guess you can say something that could lead into like a MOBA like that would probably be something along the lines of like strategy games. But I mean, other than that, that's really all you can get that's close to a MOBA.
I remember back a long time ago, I've been meaning to see if this is still a thing. My dad used to play this game. It was a free-to-play game. It was called Castle Carnath. Really old game. It was based off of Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, nice.
And what it was so there was no images. It was a blank, like, HTML file screen.
So it's just, like, straight text. Like.
Yeah, yeah. And it would tell you, like, you know, you enter the room. There's a tapestry on the white on the right wall of a green dragon holding a beautiful gem in its claw. There's three windows on the left, each one showing this and this. It explains the room vividly, gives you the options of what you can do, and then you choose the option that you do.
That sounds like the choose your own adventure books.
Now the scary part was if you messed up, say, you know, you get jumped by a pack of goblins. And you can't beat them. They kill you. You're done forever.
Really?
Like, you cannot play it again.
Really?
Wow. So, it was
A plot twist.
It was really
scary. So,
really
it really scary. Made you, like think about it.
You had to really think about it. Make. And it was really cool because, like, I know, like, when I was told about it, you know, he would sit there and draw little pictures of what was going on so he could plan it out more. And then, you know, he would pick the best solution. You know, there's a dragon behind the door. Spooky, spooky.
Oh, that's cool.
That was really interesting.
I want to try that. That sounds like a good time.
I don't know if it's still up, but I think it'd be a good idea for someone to make a game like that.
Yeah.
It was free to play, of course. It was just, you know, something like you would, like, CastleCarnath.com or something.
Well, I mean, it just goes to show that, like, a lot of the time when people think of video games now, and they think of just these super high standards of video games.
Yeah, like we were talking about before.
Yeah, like where they're just really high graphic content, and like they have whole orchestras conduct all the music for the game and stuff, which is really cool and all, and I respect the games that can do that.
And games like that I would pay for. Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll pay a bit of money for it.
But, I mean, it just goes to show that you don't exactly need that to make a good video game.
Remember when Minecraft first came out?
Yeah.
That was big because it was purposely low resolution.
Yeah, it was simple. It was made to be just, you know, you have an adventure and you build whatever you want.
I felt like I was playing with Legos on my computer. Exactly. I thought I was building, like, this really cool thing that I could play in. I remember as a kid I always wanted to build little forts, but I don't have that many Legos.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean, though. I feel like the video game industry, as high res and super fancy as things are getting now, I feel like they're gradually making a twist into the more simplified games. Where, like, we started with games like Mario and Pac-Man, where they're just really simple linear games, and now we have these big games like Call of Duty and Battlefield and the new Final Fantasies and all that stuff that's coming
out.
Final Hallways, yes. Where they're just these super immersive, giant video games with ridiculous graphical content and
story.
And all that. I feel like at the core, as nice as that is, some gamers just want a game that just tells them, go here, do this, this is your mission, and just have fun doing it. Because I can't tell you how many times I've gotten frustrated at a video game because of something dumb happening, like getting stuck or there's like a little error. Yeah, like it's just, I'd like it to go back to being a little bit simple, as nice as all the complexities are.
Valve, the creator of Dota 2, they've made a lot of really big games. They made Portal.
Yep. Well, they didn't make Portal. That's true. Bought Portal.
They bought Portal. And it's pretty rare when you find someone who has no idea what Portal is.
Yeah, that's true.
And then they did Team Fortress 2. Team Fortress 2. They bought Team Fortress.
Yeah.
Same with Dota. They bought that. But what they do is they make these games either really cheap, like mm-hmm. Counter-Strike or Portal, and then they're simple. Like in Portal, it says you go here and do that, and you think about doing it and yeah. having fun. Or they're free to play. And the reason that Valve makes free to play games is because they want to. They want
yeah.
they enjoy having people that think it's fun. They have a wide community basis. And it's awesome. They're actually making a movie right now that's called Free to Play about Dota 2 players and why they play free to play games. You know, whether it's not having enough money and you just don't have anything else to do, or you know, whatever reason they happen to have.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really interesting. I'm excited to see it.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely gonna see it when it comes out, because being a Dota player myself, I like the idea of seeing something that I play come into something so big. Like mm-hmm. like those tournaments that they have look ridiculous. And I would love to be a part of it, even though I know I'd get stomped, like just absolutely annihilated. I would love to go to one of those. Just seeing something that you're a part of, community-wise anyways, mm-hmm. grow up to be something so big and popular, and to have a movie based about it.
Yeah, you know, it's really cool. Actually, what people don't realize is gaming is a lot like sports.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have the physical aspect to be good at it, you have to have the mental aspect to be good at it.
Exactly.
It does take a lot of thinking, and these tournaments are a lot like, you know, watching a big football game.
Exactly.
You know, there's two teams with their strategies, their teamwork, their communication, mm-hmm. working together to defeat the other team. And if you get down to it, they're very, very similar, and they're very interesting to watch. They're
very competitive. It's ridiculous how competitive things get.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching some games from Dota Cinema on YouTube. Who are they post clips from tournaments and stuff that they have, because Dota always has tournaments, and same with League,
mm-hmm.
and all those other free to play games. They usually have big game tournaments like that, and it's so intense. Like the amount of teamwork and strategy that goes into that, it's just like you said. Like it's basically its own sport. Just mm-hmm. just in a
yeah, like they have a giant like arena, mm-hmm. and everybody you know, there's the crowd fills into the stadium, and
yeah, they've just got monitors instead of a football field.
Mm-hmm. There's just a giant TV for them to watch it, and oh, it looks amazing. I want to go so bad.
Yeah,
but what I find very interesting is how this free to play idea is affecting the bigger companies like Sony and Microsoft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Companies that are, you know, were planning on making their games, you know, $70 to $100 per game, competing up against companies that are just here, have a fun game to play.
Yeah. I know when Loadout came, a lot of people stopped playing a lot of video games like Call of Duty and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not permanently. They weren't like, oh, I'm done with Call of Duty because Loadout came out. But
they were just taking a break.
Yeah, they're taking a break because it's a fun game,
mm-hmm.
and it's free, so there's no reason not to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And it runs on very low quality. Like, you don't need a super high-end computer to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a good time. Just
running. Oh, it's hilarious.
It is hilarious. It's meant for the gamer that just wants to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's you really don't see games like that much anymore.
No.
Like I haven't been able to sit down with, like, my Xbox, my PlayStation, and just, you know what, I'm gonna play this game for, you know, the next 20 minutes until I have to leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just have a good time doing mm-hmm. it, because it's gotten to the point where video games are almost too competitive.
Mm-hmm. Or even if they're more story driven, like when I was playing BioShock, I remember I could not just sit down and start playing. Yes. I had to make sure I had enough time to keep playing.
Yeah, you know, when you're playing your big games like your BioShock and even your Skyrim and mm-hmm. your Morrowind series games, you feel like you need to sit down and mm-hmm. dedicate like a good solid 2-3 hours to it mm-hmm. to keep it going, because there's always something that's coming up and you're like, oh, well, I can't stop here because something else really big could happen next. And it's just
you know what they don't have anymore that I really miss?
What do you miss?
A lot of really old games, they do this thing where you had a hub.
Mm-hmm.
You had a main area that you always went to. There was a simple story, you know, oh, there was a bad guy, he's trapped you here, you need to find the keys to get out. And then you had to go to different parts of the hub and enter different levels, and each level had
like
a theme.
Like Super Mario 64.
Yeah, yeah, and then you had to collect all the different, for example, keys that were in mm-hmm. that area. Super Mario 64, Gex, Enter the Gecko, you were stuck on a TV.
Yeah.
And either the hub was the main TV. You had to go to all the other channels.
Yeah.
Remember the cartoon channel beating up Bugs Bunny?
Mm-hmm.
Was great.
Yeah.
And then I remember the last one I played like that was Jak and Daxter.
Yes, Jak and Daxter was great.
And then you know, even after that, that game evolved past that. And now you just don't see that anymore.
Well, I feel like a part of the reason that they don't do that anymore is because a lot of video game companies, they want you to get immersed in their games. They want to market their games. Like, they're these just really in-depth, like, lots of thought has gone into the production.
Basically movies.
Yeah, video games are coming to the point where they're almost movies. Like,
yeah, that you can control.
Yeah. And with that, they don't want something as simple as just, you start here, go here, come back here. Go here, come back here.
Fun time.
Yeah, like they're cutting out the fun in video games.
Oh, dude, come on.
No, I won't say that. There's definitely plenty of fun video games. But,
God, I used to play Gex for hours and get nothing done.
Yeah.
I would start on the same level for like 3 hours, forget what I was doing, leave and go, oh, wait, I had to go do something. Go back to it. 2 hours later, like, what was I doing? I'd leave again.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I went back through my old PlayStation memory card a couple weeks back, went through all my old save files and just you know, loaded them up and saw it. I was like, I'm on the first level, and I thought I'd gotten a lot done. This is sad. I go through, I'd beat it in a day.
Yeah, but the thing is, you were having fun.
Oh, I was having so much fun.
Yeah, it's not about, you know, completing the game in a certain amount of time. Like, a lot of the time now, like with Bioshock, I remember people were always complaining about it being too short. It's not that it wasn't too short, it was that there's so much that you want to get done in the game that you feel like you need, like you're compelled to keep going through and you're not taking your time and enjoying the game.
Yeah, that's what Dark Souls is like for me now. When I first started playing, it was just, you know, I was playing there, I was crying a little bit.
Because you died 40 times.
Dude, come on. We were going to say about 80. So I was sitting there crying, you know, wiping tears off my face, and I had to keep going, and I would try to immerse myself. I beat it. I was like, you know, I probably didn't play that right. I'm going to try it again.
Mm-hmm.
Playing it, crying still.
Still lots of death.
So beat it again. I was like, okay, I think I got this down. I play it again, and now I make the perfect character, and I speed run it. Cry just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a few times I cry. And, you know, I've beaten it like 8 times now. And I look back and I'm like, no, that is a really short game, but it's ridiculously fun.
Yeah.
Because I can just pick it up and start playing and then put it down whenever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean. I've played through Bioshock 2 a lot. like more times than somebody should play through a video game. I've played through that game. I love that game a lot. And, yeah, I know exactly what you mean with that. It's not along the same lines as Dark Souls, where you die a lot and stuff, but it's just the fact that there's so much in the game, and there's all the little recordings that you can go and listen to, and you can get to the lore, and it's That's really cool. A beautiful game, like, when you look at it.
Well, so is Dark Souls, when you're crying.
Dark Souls does look very good, I will admit.
You get up close.
Yeah.
I was talking to a friend the other day. We're like, you know, those forests look gorgeous. The trees look three-dimensional. We went up to see what it looked like up close. They're sprites.
Yeah.
A little upset. You could run around a sprite, and they're just kind of spin and follow you. And, you know, you're just running around, and all of a sudden there's this ice golem just punts you. All right, I'll let that end quickly.
Yeah.
Remember Call of Duty Fire Effects? Call of Duty Goats.
Yeah.
You stand on top of the fire, and it's the same sprite looking up at you. What are you doing?
Well, hey, you know, I mean, with some big games, they don't have time to fully animate everything like they
That's
would.
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I like to give gaming companies the benefit of the doubt with stuff like that. Like, you know, I feel like the developers of video games, they really want their games to be good. Like, they don't put out games that are bad on
them. No. They really do.
Yeah, it's just there's certain constraints, like money or time.
No, I mean, like, they pull open all the files and, all right, well, we could have this, but I don't feel like it.
Oh, no.
So we're going to take that, we're going to cut it out, and we're going to be like, you know what, people will give us the benefit of the doubt, and we have a free day off work. See you guys tomorrow. And they make $60 a game, and they'll sell millions of the game.
Now, that's how your video game company would be.
Don't worry about it.
we're solely riding off that benefit of the doubt.
I'll make millions. It would obviously work. I mean, what did you just say?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I'm a sucker, I guess. All right.
No. So, I guess that's it. If you don't like games, start liking games. That's all.
If you don't like games, come talk to us about why you don't like games, because I want to hear what you have to say, especially about the opinions on video games. I like hearing other people's opinions on video games, even if they're not my opinions, because
you know, they're not your opinion. It's wrong.
Well, yeah, obviously, but I mean, no, I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, feedback is always nice.
Mm-hmm.
Also, still don't have a name for this. Yeah. You guys want to come up with a name?
Yeah, get a name for Damien and Daisy, because I'm not going to be here very often.
Yeah, very often. We'll have some more guest stars soon. It should be fun. So yeah, give us some feedback. I'm Damien.
And I'm Devin.
And this has been our podcast that doesn't have a name yet, as I said. And come check out us on the Horizon Suns webpage, the horizonsun.com. Come look at our other podcasts, listen to them.
Also and, got videos. Watch the videos.
Got videos and some articles.
Articles.
Or a newspaper thing.
If you like reading. I mean.
Yeah. We got something for everybody. We got reading, listening, watching. Well, we're good people.
We should start making games for the website.
Free to play games. Come on.
There we go.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.